Here with Dean Kokinos, coach of the Washington Valor, inaugural coach. You've got your first year coming in. I know that's exciting, but it also presents some challenges. One of the challenges is filling out a roster, a brand new roster. I'm sure you have some guys who you know from around the league, some guys you had your eye on, but an open tryout is a chance for, you know, a whole new set of faces to present themselves. Going back, you know, we have this tryout coming Saturday, but going back through your experience in the league, how successful have open tryouts been? How much of an impact have they had on your actual roster?
I think starting a new franchise, and it's a challenge, it's exciting, and with that comes opportunity, okay, for a lot of people in a lot of different areas, and especially the players. So sure, yeah, we have some core players that we've known through the years, AFL players. You know, I worked in the NFL in scouting, and I have a lot of contacts in the pro football world. And, you know, we have our eye on a lot of talent that we've looked at over the summer, over 1,000 players. But what the open tryout does, it gives guys a real-time opportunity to be seen in front of us. You know, most of our stuff right now is being done off video, off phone calls. You know, you get to get in front of the coaches and our training staff. Our API staff is going to do all combine testing, and you get to show us in real time your ability. And that's, in this day and age, you know, we're getting up further and further away from that. And our game is all about, can you play in short space? It's not like the outdoor game. It's a different type of player that plays indoors, and you're going to be in the arena on a game field, and we're going to see you live. So it's a great opportunity for young players and, you know, guys that are still trying to hang on to come on out and showcase their abilities.
So we talked about this combine is Saturday at Verizon Center, 9 to 3, registration at 8:30. You can go online and register in advance, save yourself $25 on the registration fee. It's $75 in advance, $100 at the door. What can guys expect? I mean, you hear the word combine. A lot of us know what that looks like when we talk about the NFL combine. But what can guys expect to be put through? What should they sort of prepare themselves for?
Yeah, I think it's a whole day event. So you just said it. I think, you know, you pay your money. So it's, you're investing in yourself, and this is a real opportunity. Our tryouts, you know, historically, you know, we've always run really good tryouts ever since I've been in pro football. And we make it a point to make sure the players come in. They're paying customers now. They're paying for this interview. It's an interview. So I think the mindset is you're coming in for an interview, you're paying your way in, and we're gonna work you just like we would any other pro football player, and it's up to you to showcase what you can do. You need to impress us, and you know, do you fit what we're looking for? So when you come in, it'll be a long day. You know, 8:30, we'll register the guys. They'll get T-shirts and numbers on them. The number's going to be very important because that's how we track our guys throughout the day and then beyond. They'll get heighted and weighted. They'll run the 40, do all the combine. Mini. It's a mini combine. You know, it's combine, but it's mini. So 40, a short shuttle, and we'll do a jump. And then we'll break up into positioning, individual positioning, quarterbacks, receivers, defensive backs, offensive line, defensive line. We'll get individual groupings. We'll have coaches at every group, and we'll do some football-related skills. We'll test their football agility, and then we'll get into competition, some one-on-one stuff. We'll teach a little technique. We'll get on some one-on-one, and then, you know, time permitting, we'll in you know, the level of play we're seeing out there, we might get into some group and some team type stuff. So it's a full day. It's almost it's kind of a combine and a practice all combined into one day. So it's going to be, you know, a good 8-hour day, and you know, guys can expect to get their money's worth and really use this time to show us what you can bring to our team.
So I see it says T-shirt, shorts or sweatpants. So obviously we're talking no contact or anything, but general stuff beyond, you know, just pure agility.
It's pure tests. Agility and ability to listen, to follow direction. Are you conditioned? You know, you got to be in condition, number one. So those things all, you're going to be evaluated. You know, you pass the eye test. You know, this guy looks like a player, you know, and, you know, you get hided, weighted, and you run him. You test, geez, this guy can run. Okay, you do a bunch of drills, consecutive drills. Is he in shape, you know? And now you go to the football. Can he change direction? It's all, you know, there'll be some contact, but it's not, you know, not full contact, but there'll be some, you know, contact, and we'll work our hands and work our feet and put guys in position to compete against each other and see the competitive level as well.
So at this point, knowing, you know, kind of the guys that you already have, what's the range of roster spots that people are competing for, just so they have an idea, so that they know? I mean, are there two spots? Are there 10 spots? Is there something in the middle? Do you have sort of an idea?
That's a great question, because when it comes to arena football, really at any level, personnel is ongoing. It's unlimited, okay, if that makes sense. So especially in our game, We have 24 roster spots for on a weekly roster, and then game day active roster is 21. So, and off that, we'll carry 4 to 6 reserve players on different reserves. You know, we'll get up to 30 players. But, you know, as, you know, 16-game season, injuries happen. And we don't have a farm system or a minor league team to go to. So you need players available. And, you know, with that, we have what we call waiver players or invite players that we can bring in at any time during the year. And we'll invite a bunch of these players that we'll see Saturday. Those guys, you know, we expect over 250 players. So I expect at least 25 to 30 players that we will call back, whether it's first week of camp, second week of camp, midseason, late in the year. That's a pool of players that will always pad our roster, and then here's the progression. You get noticed Saturday, you get invited to camp, or you get invited to a private workout, and then you just keep stepping up the ladder. Work your way up, and eventually you're going to have an opportunity to work your way on the roster and then the game day roster. And it's a long process, but for the right players, it works. You know, we've always pulled over 10 players from these camps that they've migrated back to our team at some point in time. So the players do themselves a favor by showing up and getting seen and then and being active and as far as on our database.
You mentioned young players and old players. Obviously, there's a lot of D1 college programs in this area. There's a pretty strong high school football tradition in this area. Are there any restrictions? I mean, are you talking 18 and up? If there's guys who even played high school ball last year who you know, for whatever reason, didn't latch on with a college team, or guys who played junior college ball, like are there any age restrictions or anything like that you're looking at?
Yeah, the only restriction is age. It's 18 and over. You know, legally through the AFL league office. Excuse me. But yeah, where you play it's irrelevant. It really is. If you have ability, you have talent, you have raw talent, as we just covered in our last segment, we'll see it. You know, and a lot of guys just need opportunity, you know, for whatever reason. They may have been a blue chip high school player, and for personal reasons or maybe academic reasons, the college thing didn't work out, or they went to junior college. And, you know, there's a lot of stories that end, you know, prematurely as far as playing. And I think with these open tryouts too, it allows guys that do have the ability to be seen again and to get on the field. And it really doesn't matter what level you've played at. If you can play and you can understand our game and compete and be productive and competitive, you have a chance to play in our league. You really do. So I love these open tryouts because you see guys from all walks of life, and they all have an opportunity Saturday, an equal opportunity to get invited back.
I don't want you to give away any trade secrets or anything, but is there any position that you're specifically looking to hopefully maybe find someone to fill this week?
You know, like it's wide open. I think depth, again, we're going to run into so many depth issues during the season that we want depth everywhere, at receiver, at DB, and really the big guys. The big guys are really the hardest positions to find. We'll have 250 players show up. Probably 150 of them will be receivers and DBs, right? Everybody wants to catch the ball or cover somebody. So I think the hardest position really to evaluate and find that can play at a high level is the bigger guys, you know, the offensive, defensive line. But they're all important. You know, it's such a small roster. Everybody's important. And we're looking for talent.
Sure. Do you have any stories? You've been around this league for a while. You've been in a couple different spots and have gone through these open tryouts for enough years. Is there anyone who sticks out in your mind as a guy who came through this, who showed up at one of these open tryouts and made your club and made an impact? Is it any names just from your past?
Well, you know, there's a guy playing for the Redskins named, you know, Norman, DB. His brother, Mario, came to our one of our tryouts in Georgia in the AFL. And, you know, he's a tremendous player. You know, guys kind of just slipped through. He played at Coastal Carolina. He ended up playing in some other minor league indoor team, and we saw him, invited him up. He turned out to be a tremendous arena football player. You know, I think he spent some time with either the Ravens or the Browns after 2 years in the AFL. But, you know, there's guys like that. There's just, you know, the thing about our league, the AFL, we're our own entity, okay? This is about community, DMV, DC, football. We love it here. Monumental sports, entertainment. It's a brand. So we're looking for really players from this area that our fan base can recognize with. So it's very, very important for us that we have the ability to pull players that, whether they went to high school here, have family here, played college here, maybe played pro football here, have some sort of tie to this community. It's very important to our brand and how we want to image our team, because community is the next level. Once we build our roster, we want to be deeply involved in the community, and we want our fan base to recognize their players. It's more it's more personal. There's a lot more interaction with our players than any other league, pro football or otherwise. And it's very important for our fans to have access to our players.
Again, Dean Kokinos, head coach of the Washington Valor. Open tryout this Saturday at Verizon Center from 9 to 3. Be there at 8:30 to register. You can register online in advance at WashingtonValor.com. So go check that out. And there's a $75 advance registration fee, $100 at the door. You said 250 to 300 guys.
So right now I think we have about 100 and 140 plus pre-registered. So we're expecting over 200, yeah.
Okay. Anything else guys should know coming in? I mean,
yeah, hey, just come on and prepare to have fun, man. Come and work, enjoy the time. You're going to be in the Verizon Center. It's going to be a game day type atmosphere. It's going to be, you know, it's our first time the field's going to be laid down. We're going to have our game ops people there. We're going to PA announcer. A lot of excitement. There's going to be a lot of energy in the building. It's open to the public too. Now people can come in and view. So if you're going to come try out, your family can come watch you play. You can, you know, tour the building. So it's a full day activity, you know, for arena football in the Washington Valor.